Jesus Christ is about to return. A life-saving event that took place decades ago is absolute proof of this. Learn how your Bible foretold the most pivotal sign of Christ's imminent return. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Flurry.
Greetings, everyone. Many people are wondering today if we are living in the end time. Well, what does the Bible have to say about that? If you look at the prophecies about the end time, you're going to see that all mankind is engulfed in cataclysmic events, all kinds of violence, and every kind of problem that you can imagine until it's going to threaten the life of every human being on this earth, and then Jesus Christ returns. So when you look at Bible prophecy, just how important is it? One-third of your Bible is Bible prophecy. One-third is prophecy. That means it must be very important to God and to all of us because it does project into the future and tell us what's coming. Shows us exactly what's going to happen. And I want to talk to you about a new booklet we have. It's about the most pivotal end-time prophecy in the Bible. The most pivotal end-time prophecy in the Bible, and pivotal means it's going to change the course of everything. Now, it's something we all need to understand. Near the end of Christ's ministry, he took Peter, James, and John up into a high mountain and showed them something that was really extraordinary. He transfigured himself and showed him in his almighty power in vision. Quite a sight in Matthew 17, verses 1 and 2. It's about the Son of God, or the Word, that became the Son of God, or God in the flesh. And he speaks this prophecy himself when he was on this earth. So that makes it terribly important. If our head speaks it himself, then we'd better take note, because a Christian is supposed to be one who follows Christ. So this is certainly a very important subject. In Matthew 16 and verse 28, it reads, "Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Now he's talking about a vision. Matthew 17 and verse 1, "And after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brings them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light." I mean, here are these men really saw quite a vision. Jesus Christ had them see his face that did shine as the sun, and his raiment was as white as light. Really, surely one of the most powerful visions ever in the Bible. And so God wants us to understand what this is all about, and he kind of gives us an introduction here to that most pivotal end-time prophecy. End-time Bible prophecy. I'll read a little of this. "While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him.' And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, 'Arise and be not afraid.' And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only." This was an experience that was just filled the disciples with fear. Then he goes on to say in verse 9, "And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, 'Tell the vision,'" see, it's a vision, "'tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples ask him, saying, "Well, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come?" That is, Elijah must first come, or come just before this great God comes to this earth. Again, but this time in all his power. Verse 11, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things." Now, this is the greatest sign of Christ's imminent return right here. Because he's giving us a sign. Well, okay, yes, I'm going to return after all of these catastrophes. I'm going to return. But first, I'm going to give you a gigantic sign of my coming being very imminent. That's what's going to happen. So that we need to be aware of. Notice, he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." So this is the Father and the Son, the God family. And a miraculous vision of the second coming is going to just culminate in all of this end time prophecy. The greatest event in the history of the universe, that's what we're talking about. And in the New King James Version, in verse 10, it says, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" This he must come first before the second coming of Jesus Christ. There's going to be an end time Elijah, modern Elijah, a man that's going to come on the scene and be a sign of the greatest significance in Bible prophecy, I think, in many ways. So he's going to restore all things. And restore all things. Now, he's going to have a work out there that anybody could see if they wanted to. If they were seeking God, well, they'd find God. Because he had all things restored and proliferated them around the world. That's what your Bible says in Matthew 24, verses 13 and 14. Now the disciples were asking Jesus to explain the meaning of Malachi 4 in verse 5. And here's how that reads. Malachi 4 in verse 5, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." There it is again in the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible. That is the, it gives you a time setting. He's going to come just before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Those are the catastrophes I was talking about earlier. But this is the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And these are just the most horrific times and the greatest suffering ever on this earth. And the conclusion of it is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, we're in a time when you can see this all happening just exactly as the Bible says. And God wanted us to know and have a warning about what was coming. He doesn't want men to suffer this way, but if they won't listen to his message, if they're not seeking some direction from him, well, then they're never going to understand until they're actually a victim of all of these terrible things. Elijah lived more than 800 years before Jesus Christ, and he corrected the nation for all their problems. And God says now he would send another man in this end time that would do the same thing, but he would do something gigantic beyond that. He would restore all things, all of the prime doctrines of the church, or all of the pillar doctrines of the church. That's what he would do. So there wouldn't be any excuse for anybody saying, "Well, why didn't you tell us about all these things? Why didn't you prophesy these things to us? And of course, if they want to discuss that, he'll say, I did. After all, it's God speaking through the man. Who else could possibly do this except God? Nobody. It would be impossible. Malachi 3, verses 1 and 2. This prophecy relates to another prophecy in the book of Malachi that I just read to you. And here's what it says. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Now, he's talking about a man here. I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. This is Elijah, and he's going to prepare the way primarily by restoring all things. That's how he prepares for the second coming of Jesus Christ. These are monumental prophecies that should leave us enthralled by every one of them. They really are about our world and what's going to happen to it if we don't repent to God, and that's, I don't think, any place on the horizon. Do you see that in men wanting to really repent and live the way Christ said live? Well, he said there'd be a little flock, but that's it. Just a little flock. This verse goes on to say, "And the eternal whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple." Now he's talking about Jesus Christ, even the messenger of the covenant. That's Christ. "Whom you delight in, behold, he shall come," and saith the Eternal of hosts, "but who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap." He's like the refiner's fire that they purify the gold in that refining. So Christ is going to be coming to this earth. But he says, well, now before I do that, I'm going to give you a fantastic sign, and I'll send my messenger, and he's going to prepare the way before me. This is a huge event for everybody to see, or they should see it, and they could see it if they wanted to. Many people see it and ignore it, but nevertheless, God says, I'm going to get the message out there, so they have been warned. God doesn't want to see us go through anything like this. But mankind often chooses to do just that. But see, again, what role would Elijah fulfill? God is going to send him before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And here's what he does that is really exactly what Christ is about to do in the world. That's why this is so pivotal. It is pointing to the very time when Jesus Christ comes back to do this in all the world. Notice verse 11 of Matthew 17. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. He confirmed, you see, what Malachi prophesied. He's going to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Well, how is he going to do that? Primarily by restoring all things, all of the really pillar doctrines of the church. What does that mean when you think about it? If he has to restore all of those pillar doctrines of the church, that means they didn't even really exist before he came. The message of God had not been preached to this world since the first century. And this end time Elijah restored all of that, all things, and became a sign, a huge sign of the imminent return of Jesus Christ to this earth. Is that important to you? Well, of course it is. This is just something we simply cannot let escape us. I want to read you something here from what I wrote before in my booklet on the epistles of Peter, I wrote, that vision given to Peter, John, and James tied right in with the arrival of Elijah in the end time, just before Christ returns. This is a sign to the world that Jesus Christ's return is imminent. When all things are restored, that is the beginning of the end. The beginning of the end. See, this Elijah is the pivotal sign and the work that he does. And it's an enormous work that reaches the all over this world, not only over television and radio, but much of it is also even delivered in person by this man. Now, we'll send you literature that will prove just very forcefully who this man was. But again, you see, Jesus Christ said that we ought to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Every word, Matthew 4 and verse 4. It's also mentioned in Deuteronomy 8, but let me give you another scripture here that is really tied in to Matthew 17, verse 11. So listen to this. It's really saying the same thing that Matthew 17, verse 11 says, but this is going to apply to the whole world. What Elijah restored when he restored all things was in the church. The true church of God had all of those wonderful prime doctrines restored in the church. But now look what Christ is going to do. He's also going to restore all things, all those doctrines, but to the whole world. Notice this, and he, God the Father, shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. This is Acts 3, verses 20 and 21. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restoring or restitution, that's what it means, times of restoring all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. Well, what do you know about that? Every one of his prophets have prophesied of this event. Every one of them. Is God hiding from man? Or is man hiding from God? He's always getting this message out there, and every single prophet has spoken about these mighty doctrines of God and of the second coming of Jesus Christ and the day of the Lord preceding that. This is just one of the most powerful prophecies in the Bible. This changes everything in this world. And Elijah, this man that came, did that inside the church. He restored all things, did the very thing that Jesus Christ is about to do for all the world. And Elijah was a sign that Christ was going to do it. He was a sign. And the most pivotal Bible prophecy that there is in this end time. And you need to know how much this applies to you. God sent a messenger. Well, a messenger has to deliver a message. What was the message? Well, those restored truths paved the way and spoke exactly what Christ said he was going to do when he returns in the whole world, not just the church. There is an end time type of Elijah. Do you see why this is the most pivotal Bible prophecy in this end time? See, if it's such a pivotal prophecy, how's it going to pivot things? Well, it's going to pivot this world being ruled by man to this world being ruled by God, but God gives them a great sign about what is going to happen before he comes. An enormous sign. A man is going to come and restore all things, and one of those restorations would be the gospel, and he preaches it around all the world, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24, verses 13 and 14. But it was just as a witness because man chose not to believe it. But he makes the sign so huge that anybody could see it. If they know anything about the Bible, they hear God is restoring all things through this Elijah. And people ought to see that and ought to be rejoicing in it. Now, in this new book that we'll be offering you, it tells you all about what this man does and how he restored all things and was on 382 television stations, and this message went to 57 countries, and he personally met more leaders than any man alive in a period of just a few years. God even sent him around in person to meet most of the leaders of the world. Now, I'm telling you, we proved that to you. This man met kings, and he met, in a six-year period, he met all of the prime ministers of Israel and all the presidents of Israel, and many other leaders there, but he met all kinds of leaders in these nations around the world. He met Anwar Sadat and Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, both of them, and just kept visiting all of these leaders, men and women. And I want to read you just a paragraph here. It says, 6 months before his death, at the 40th anniversary of commemorative convention of the signing of the United Nations Charter in 1945, Mr. Armstrong was honored with a standing ovation from the ambassadors of 101 countries as the individual who had met with more world leaders than any other man alive. You see, that really is a sign. There is a man that did that, but you need to prove that. It's in the Bible. We can prove it from the Bible. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful prophecy, a pivotal sign of Bible prophecy in this end time, the most pivotal. And it's showing you that the return of Jesus Christ is imminent, and this end time Elijah has already died. He's come, he's gone, and that means time is really urgent, doesn't it? It really is urgent. But I'm telling you, he really does make this clear, and there's no excuse for anybody not knowing it if they really want to know it. That just shows you, though, that men are not seeking God. They think they are. They think they're righteous, but they don't understand the Bible. They don't know God. They don't know the Bible. I'm telling you, it will shock you if you really dig into that Bible and begin to understand it and understand this most pivotal end time prophecy. But after Mr. Armstrong died, I'm giving you a hint here of what I believe and what I'm telling you, you can prove. But when this modern day Elijah died, his church turned against him, and I could show you in many scriptures where he sent another church to prophesy again and raise up the ruins of all the damage that his own people did in that church. And we have to prophesy again and get this message out there again, give them one last chance to get this sign that is so important to all of us if we're going to know when Jesus Christ returns to this earth. And that's very, very imminent. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
Jesus Christ is about to return. A life-saving event that took place decades ago is absolute proof of this. Learn how your Bible foretold the most pivotal sign of Christ's imminent return. Your Bible is full of accurate forecasts. One of these predictions is undeniable proof that Jesus Christ is about to return. Request our new free booklet, A Pivotal Sign of the End Time, to learn how the work of one man several decades ago set off a chain of events that will lead directly to the return of the Messiah. Your Bible says that Christ will soon return to restore all things to the entire world. But first, a man must restore all things, all foundational doctrines, to God's church. Our booklet, A Pivotal Sign of the End Times, is new and free, and it can be yours. Study it to discover the 18 precious truths restored to God's church by one specific man in this end time. Also request our free reprint article, Elijah Has Come Already. The man who restored all things to God's church is an end time type of the prophet Elijah. Prove this bold claim for yourself. You will also receive our free booklet, He Was Right. A major part of the end time Elijah's work was prophecy. He made plain the meaning of numerous Bible prophecies. Dozens of times, this man was proven right. See for yourself that he was right regarding end time events in North America, Central America, South America, Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. That's right, events from around the world prove beyond any doubt that the end time Elijah was right. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request A Pivotal Sign of the End Time, Elijah Has Come Already, and He Was Right. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request A Pivotal Sign of the End Time, Elijah Has Come Already, and He Was Right. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.